Blessed be your name. Lord, as I ministered the word, Lord, let your power go forth and empower each one of us to be doers of these things, so that we'll be profited, so that your heart will be pleased and glad. Open our heart to understand. Oh, give us hunger and thirst for these things of God, so that we might be filled. Blessed be your name. We give you glory, we give you praise. We worship and we adore you. Thank you as you confirm your word with signs and wonders following in our lives and in the lives of all that hear this same word, either by electronic means or by whatever means. And thank you as you glorify your name and you advance your kingdom in and amongst us. Blessed be your name for all these things and even much more. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 3, verse 34. The message I want to share tonight, if I have my way, I will not share it because I feel inadequate to share it. But I have to obey. I have to obey God. So I'm going to do the best I can and trust the Holy Spirit, you know, to perfect it and give us understanding. In fact, I begged Pastor, and he said, so he has to talk with me for about 15 to 20 minutes, explain a lot of things. So most of what you will hear are those things that he told me. Praise the Lord. John chapter 3, verse 34. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. I want to minister unto us on the Spirit without measure. Now, this is the main thing in the heart of God now. Because the purposes of God on the earth will not be fulfilled without the manifestation of the fullness of the power of the Spirit without measure. Amen. Now, we have Spirit with measure. That's what we receive when we got born again. That's what we are seeing all over the place. We have not yet seen the manifestation of the fullness of the power of the Spirit without measure. That's what we are waiting for. That's what the earth needs. And that's what God wants. Let me define it. Of course, the definition is Pastor's definition. Everything I heard about this, I heard it from Pastor. So, I'm just echoing it. The Spirit without measure, or the anointing without measure, is the wisdom, compassion, and power of God without measure, which manifests in doing spectacular things instantaneously on a consistent basis. I will repeat. The Spirit or anointing without measure is the wisdom, the compassion, and the power of God without measure, which manifests in doing spectacular things instantaneously on a consistent basis. Can I hear you say spectacular things instantaneously on a consistent basis? And this is what we saw primarily in the life and ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we say spectacular things, we are talking about healings, deliverances, miracles, signs and wonders, exploits in the affairs of men. Things that are beyond men.
things that you can't explain. How can you explain feeding 5,000 people, men? They must be about 20,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Or is it two loaves of how can you explain that? You can't explain it. Where do you want to start? Spectacular things. And it happened instantaneously. They said, "What do you have?" He said, "We have nothing but these few loaves." And he said, "Okay, bring it." And he lifted it up. And he blessed and gave thanks to God. And he broke it. I don't know whether, can you use in your imagination? And he broke it. And the 12 disciples were before him. And he gave them the pieces of what he broke. And said, "Let them sit down in 50s. And the 12 disciples went with what they had. And they were breaking it to the people. It's unimaginable. We can't explain. It's spectacular. It defies explanation. Spectacular things. And it happened consistently. He didn't feed them once. He did it twice to show you that it wasn't a fluke. Amen. I recorded twice. 5,000 one place, 4,000 another place. Amen. Raising the dead. Jairus' daughter, 1 to 2 hours. A son of widow of Nain, maybe 12 to 24 hours. Lazarus, 4 days. It doesn't happen. It has not happened. Amen. Getting tax money from the mouth of a fish. Getting unprecedented catches of fishes that the man that was given bowed down and said, "I'm a sinner." And it was an effort. He hasn't caught that kind of fish in his life before. If I labor all night and caught nothing, and somebody spoke to him in the day. You don't catch such kind of fish in the day because the fish will run away. Yes. That's why they catch fish in the night. Yes, sir. In the day, all the fish will see the sun. So when they see your shadow, they will run away. Yes, in the day, somebody said, "Launch into the deep. Let down your net for a catch." He said, "Nevertheless, at your word." And all the fishes in Galilee came into that net. And it wasn't once. At the end of it, he did it again. They caught nothing again, and he called them and said, they didn't even know it was him. He said, "Cast at the right side." And they did it again, and all the fishes came. Healing multitude of diverse sickness and diseases. He said, and he stood in the place, and virtue went out of him and healed them all. Amen. Healing diseases of outstanding, years. 12 years, 18 years, 38 years. The 38 years man was waiting for him to be born, to carry the anointing, and to be healed. That man had that disease before he was born. Spirit without measure. So there are some people that before we were born are waiting for us to manifest as sons of God with this anointing to bring deliverance and healing to them. Amen. 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 Walking on the stormy sea. It defies science. Somebody said it's easy to walk on the sea. He said, "Okay, go and walk on the swimming pool." And she said, "Lakwe, go and walk on the swimming pool. It's not stormy sea. I'm just trying to, she's in charge of the swimming pool." That's why I said that. In school. Do you understand? Even if the sea is calm, you can't walk on it. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Amen. Stealing, raging storms. Blind men, seeing. Lepers. That man that he healed? The Bible said the man was full of leprosy. That means from the head to the toe. Every place was corrupt with leprosy. That was why the man stood afar off. He said, if you can, please heal me. And the Bible says he stretched forth his hand and touched him. You don't touch that kind of people. But the spirit without measure, it destroyed the leprosy, and the skin of the man came back clean. He told the man, go and show yourself to the priest. And he didn't do it once. Consistently. 10 lepers came to him. They stood afar off. Said, you can clean yourself. Go and show yourself to the priest. And while they were in the way, all of them were healed. One came back. Said, ah! Spirit without measure. Spectacular things. Instantaneously. On a consistent basis. Definitely we have not seen that on the earth. But the outstanding thing is that he himself said, he that believeth in me. Do you understand? The person that carried this spirit without measure, our Lord John chapter 14, verse 12, he said it. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works I do, shall he do, and greater works. Do you think he was joking with us? Do you think he was just talking? No. That is what God has wanted for every saint that is born again. When he said, he came that I may have life and have it more abundantly. Having life more abundantly is the spirit without measure. Yes. Like Pastor was telling me, he said one of the manifestations of the spirit of man is life is fully made manifest in your mortal bodies. That was what happened to Jesus Christ. The woman with the issue of blood touched his cloth. Hello? Without Jesus' permission, Jesus didn't even know. It wasn't word of knowledge. Jesus wasn't praying for the woman, but there was enough power inside this, not his body, the garment. And 12 years issue of blood stopped. And it didn't stop over a time. It stopped instantaneously that the woman knew. And you said, who touched me? He said, virtue went out. Now, the works he did, he said, we will do. And greater works. How are we going to do it except we carry the same thing he carried? That means the spirit without measure is available for us. There's no other way that word will be fulfilled except we carry the spirit without measure. How can we do the works he did if we don't carry what he carried? That means what he carried is what we do the works, and it's available. It's going to get it to us. Let's read John chapter 14, verse 12. Let's finish it. He said, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works I do shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He gave the reason. So I'm going unto my Father so I can send him to you. Hello? Hello. So one of the reasons why he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, is so that by his intercession, he can save us unto the uttermost in perfection and maturity, and we can carry that spirit without measure. Do you know why it hasn't happened so far? Because many are not believing him for that spirit without measure to do the works he did and greater works. Now, we believe him for salvation. Very good. We believe him for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking tongues. Very good. But we must go on believing for the fullness of what he came to give to us. In John chapter 7, I think verse 37, he said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly. There's a way to believe in him for us to get what he wants us to get. as the scripture has said. Amen.
Amen.
So we are going beyond believing for salvation now. We are going beyond believing for healing. We are believing now for what? The spirit without measure. There must be an hunger and a thirst in our heart. That's why God is looking for sons. Because only sons can carry the spirit without measure. The spirit without measure is not a gift, like Pastor has taught us. It's a reward. Amen. That's why I said verily, verily. It looks so true, so good to be true, yet it's true. Amen.
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 Now, the early church proved and fulfilled this word. That's John chapter 14, verse 12. They fulfilled it. And we saw that spirit without measure at work. Amen. Amen. Peter and John did notable miracle. It was their enemies that called it notable. They didn't call it notable. It was the rulers. They said, a notable miracle has been done. We cannot deny it. A man that is about 40 years old that has not worked before. It was above 40 years old. That means, wow, before Jesus was born, that man has been crippled, has been born. It wasn't the anointing of Jesus that healed him. It was his anointing, but it was his anointing through his disciple. So if Jesus went into the temple, he was in that temple too. I and the sons and the children that God has given to me, we are for signs and wonders. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The shadow of Peter healed everyone in Jerusalem. Now, it was so outstanding that they were bringing people from all the cities and they put them on the road. Peradventure, a shadow. If it wasn't happening, do you think they would bring people? They brought multitude from all the cities around. Because something was happening when this man passes around in shadow. They were the one who said, "In shadow, just place him near a shadow." Spirit without measure. So they fulfilled the word. They did that works. Amen. Now, don't say if they were apostles. Stephen wasn't an apostle. He was a deacon. Okay, good. But the Bible says he did great miracles and wonders. Not miracles and wonders. Great. But if you can get those scriptures, just show it. I may not be able to read a lot of scriptures. What I want to do is an impartation into our heart that we will stand up and we will not rest until we get this spirit without measure under the covering of our feathers. Philip did miracles. He wasn't an apostle. A whole city bowed. There was one disciple in Caesarea. They called his name Ananias. Jesus appeared to him and said, "There's one man. I've intercepted him in the way. He's blind. My glory has blinded his eyes. Go and lay your hand on him that he may see." Sorry, sir. Go and lay your hand on that he may receive his sight. Now, that's a disciple. A certain disciple. Opening of blind eyes. It's not just healing of headache. Now, that eyes was blinded by the glory of God. But thank God, Peter raised Dorcas from the dead. The disciple believed that he could do it.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't the one who came and said, let me pray for her.
Yes, sir. They called for him.
They sent for him.
Yes, sir.
When he healed a man in another place, and he has that one 8 years of sickness, was paralyzed on his bed. And Peter, you know, when he went to pray for the people that Philip led to Christ and all that, said, there's one man here who has been paralyzed for 8 years. He said, stand up, make your bed. Jesus Christ healed you, and the man stood up. Then the other people in other city, I said, please, there's one woman who has been good to us. She's dead. Let him come and pray for her. Now, if Peter didn't know that what he had, we healed, we raised the dead, do you think he would go? He would say, am I worried? I'm a mama, pray for you. Am I worried? Am I love about when you pray with me? Do you understand what I mean? Peter was so confident that the dead will rise. He stood up and went with them. Has he ever raised the dead before? Up to that time, no. The Bible didn't record. But he recognized that the same spirit that they got was what the Lord carried. He must be able to do the work. And he went in faith and he prayed. And the dead rose up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Paul came to a city. I'm trying to explain that they believed in him and they did the work. That means a testimony has been left of certain people. And that was the early church. And the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Paul came to a city and he preached Christ. And while he was preaching, he saw a man that was crippled. And he saw the man had faith to be. He said, stand up on your feet. And the man that was crippled stood up on his feet and walked. So much the more that the people in that city were astounded. They wanted to sacrifice oxen unto him. They called the priest, they called him, and they wanted to. Paul tore his clothes and said, the gods have come to us in the flesh. Spectacular, instantaneous, consistent. Hello? In Acts chapter 19, the Bible says, and God did special miracles. Not miracles. You know, there are miracles. So by the time you have special to it, special miracles by the hand of Paul, so that handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from his body to the sick, and the diseases departed. And those that were tormented, the evil spirit left them. Instantly. In one place, Paul was preaching to the disciples, and one disciple just slept and fell down. Third loft. And died. They took him up, they said he's dead. And the man said, don't worry. And he embraced him. He said his life is in him. And he took and gave it back to the air. And continued preaching overnight. Consistently. I don't know about you. Can you imagine that kind of confidence? You know, somebody died. Everybody knows he's dead. And you came and said, don't worry. We must continue what we are preaching. And took him like this. And prayed for him and gave him back his life. Oh yeah, let's continue. And the service didn't stop. That means it must be a normal occurrence in his ministry.
Yes, sir.
They just gave us pictures of it. We are talking about spirit without measure. Now, and the glory of the latter house. We are the latter house, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
Somebody say, and the glory,
of the latter house
shall be greater than the former. Jesus himself said it. He said, and greater works. Amen. Amen. Like Pastor told me, and I'm communicating to you. He said, do you know that those early disciples, they weren't perfect? Neither were they matured. It's only the fathers that could see that. He said, but they carry the spirit without measure. Is he saying that we shouldn't go for perfection, we can go for maturity? The spirit without measure that they carry was the borrowed anointing that the Lord Jesus left. Amen. Amen. Now, while we are in the process of, you know, perfecting ourselves and going on to maturity, under the covering of the fathers, we can operate the borrowed anointing of the Spirit without measure. And we will. The issue is that, are you actually hungry and thirsting for? Is that the craving of your heart? Is that what you are believing God for? Is that what you are seeking? Did you get it? The issue is that many have not invited coaches in Spirit without measure. The spirit without measure is not in their reader. But that is the main thing. And that's the only thing that matters to God now. Because God cannot finish what he wants to do on the earth without the spirit without measure. Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to know, it was Pastor that told me, and I'm telling you, Jesus did not have the spirit without measure at the beginning. So there was a time he got it. If he had the spirit without measure at the beginning, why didn't he raise Joseph when he died, his father? Or you don't know that his father died before he came of age? There was nothing he could do about it. Because what he had was just a measure of the spirit. He was still growing. The Bible took and going about his father's business. We saw that he has a measure, some measure of the spirit at 12. Definitely. For him to be bamboozling the Pharisees and the doctors of law, and they were wondering at the marveling at the wisdom and all that. But what he had was not without measure. So when we are talking about spirit without measure, what exactly are we saying? It's not that he doesn't have measure. It's just that the measure is so great that compared to the little measure we have, you say it's without measure. I'm going to give you an example. Imagine, let me use naira or money. Imagine somebody who has a trillion naira and you have 10 naira. So, in relative to your 10 naira, how much is that trillion? Money without, do you get it? So when you are talking about 10 measure of the spirit, and you are talking about a billion and a trillion measure of the spirit, so that one is without measure. In mathematics, your 10, even your 100, do you understand me, is insignificant in comparison. And that's why it happens instantaneously. Let me teach you some little physics.
Yes, sir.
Force is equal to mass times acceleration.
Yes.
Amen. Now, when you have the same mass and the force that you are applying on it is without measure, that means the acceleration too will go to without measure. That's why it happens instantaneously. It happens at the speed of light or beyond. So, you can't comprehend it. As you come. Amen. Force is equal to mass times acceleration. Now, mass is the same. That's the burden that the yoke wants to destroy. The yoke that the anointing wants to destroy, the burden wants to lift, is the same. But the measure of force and power that is coming against it is without measure. So the rate at which it will happen, do you understand me? It's going to be at the speed of light or above the speed of light. So it will happen almost at the, you know, before you can twinkle your eye. There's a process happening, but the process is happening so fast. Did you get it? Is the same thing. So when you are dealing with the spirit without measure, things will happen instantaneously because that spirit, the measure is much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Now, like I was saying, the Lord Jesus Christ, how to grow, it was at maturity that God could entrust him with the Spirit without measure. Now, the early church, the apostles, the disciples, certainly were not perfect or fully mature. We know it. Peter denied the Lord Jesus Christ some few days before the day baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thomas said, I will not believe except I put my hands in his side. Abby? Are you not following? So they weren't imperfect. James and what is his brother? John. They were trying to become lobby. They brought their mother. To sit at your right hand and they cornered the right and left. They left no place for Peter. So they were vain ambition. That's like most of us. Can you understand? Yet, because they followed the Lord, that's the key. Because they followed the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because they cleave to him.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He counted them worthy to enjoy the borrowed anointing. Did you get it? That's why one of the central key is holy following oversight. We saw it. You know, so many things we have preached, but we must emphasize it again. Elisha followed to where? He followed Elijah to Jordan and beyond before he got it. He did it for 20 years. Ruth followed. Joshua followed for 40 years. That's the central principle. And when they were counted faithful, you know, it wasn't Moses that chose Joshua. It wasn't Moses that chose. If it was left with Moses, don't you think he would choose his son? He went to pray, Father God, let not your people be with like a sheep without shepherd. Set a man over them. He said, what of Joshua, the son of Nun, thy servant? Call him, lay hand on him, and give him charge before the people. He will lead them to possess the land. Amen. Amen. We know when the Spirit came upon, when it came upon Joshua. After Moses had left.
Yes, sir.
When it was time to cross Jordan, the Bible said the captain of the host of God appeared to him. Amen. He said, be strong and courageous. You will lead these people. Lord have mercy. And he gave him instruction. Tell the priest to carry the ark. And when they stand in the midst of Jordan, the river will divide. Then you take the people across. Hello? And the Bible said, that day, God began to magnify Joshua in the eyes of all Israel. And all Israel knew that, Baba is carrying come. Amen. Hello?
Hello,
sir. Kusi league you are more. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The glory of the latter house shall be greater. It has been said and it will be fulfilled. We must key into it. We must key into it. Now, Pastor has graciously taught us that most of the ones we see in the life of Jesus are physical miracles. But the ones we are going to see now is going to break beyond just physical miracles. When this Spirit without measure comes. Amen. We are going to see physical miracles like we saw in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we are going to see more than that. We are going to see intellectual miracles like we see in Daniel. 10 times better. 100 times better. Amen.
Amen.
Like we see in Solomon. wisdom exceeding much, largeness of mind as the sand of the seashore. All men came from all the nations of the earth to come and listen to his wisdom. The Bible says he spoke thousands and thousands of proverbs and spoke thousands and thousands of truth about many, many, many things. Even plant and... Amen. Political miracles, like we see in Daniel's life. Changing kings. Amen. By the decree of the watchers and the desire of the Holy One, sending a king into the bush to operate like an animal for 7 years until the land that the Most High rule, that heavens do rule. Amen. Like we see in the lives of Esther and Mordecai, they took over the whole of Persia Empire, and everything was done at the decree, at the writing of Mordecai. The signet ring was in hand. Political miracles. Environmental. Thank you, sir. Like we see in the life of Moses. By the time Moses finished with Egypt, the man said, go. Amen. So, what are we saying? What eyes have not seen? What ears have not heard? What has not entered the heart of men? But these things God has prepared for us who love him. And is revealing it to us by his Spirit, which charted the deepness of God. Amen. Pastor even went further. He said, even in the dimension of intellectual miracles, we are going to see the fullness of the ability of the mind of Christ. You know, photographic memory. You will read the whole of Psalms once, and it will be there. Then you'll be quoting Psalm. You get to Psalm 119, and from one to the end, you will quote it without looking at anything. Photographic memory. You know, we have, like Pastor said, he said, we have seen it in Otiki servants. People that are not even born again. Do you understand? Which is a testimony that God left, that there is something in that mind that when the life of God is fully manifest therein, you are going to see outstanding things. A mind that is redeemed completely with life. Amen. Amen, sir. Language learning ability. You get to a midst of a community, and in 2 weeks, you have mastered their language and you can talk to them in proverbs and everything. You can twist them around your hand. Amen. Artistic ability. You will draw something and it will be better than taking the picture. And it will be as if it's alive. Lord have mercy. Musical. Mathematical. Amen. Skills. You will hear a song once. Not that, and you see with behind the piano or the guitar, Pastor Andrew. And you score it and you play it perfectly than even the one that you had.
Amen.
One time. Not that you go and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. And say, and you're my get it. Who get it? But I never got security, but amen. I can be touched with his infirmity. You know, my wife is there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Pastor, I must begin to round up. The most important thing is we are in an appointed time.
Yes, sir.
That's the most important thing.
That's the thing, sir.
We are in an appointed time for these things to be made manifest.
Yes, sir.
I'm quoting Pastor.
Yes, sir.
He said, look, the release of the Spirit without measure has already happened. What we are waiting for is the manifestation. He said, at the end of the blood moon tetrad, that was when the release of the Spirit without measure, that was a sign in the heaven. And a sign on the earth, the Feast of Tabernacles. And you know, Jesus, what Jesus said, he that believeth on me out of his spirit, shall flow rivers of water. Feast of, that a voice. That was Feast of Tabernacles, John chapter 17. Sorry, I'm not opening scriptures. But I, what of all the things I'm saying, you know, Pastor has taught us. So it's not opening of scriptures now. It's, I want to stir up our heart to arise.
Amen.
And like David said, I will not give sleep to my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Until I get this manifestation. It should get to a place that it becomes part and parcel of your daily prayer. I don't know about you. I do that every day now.
Amen.
We're in an appointed time. The way Pastor described it is this. You know, amen. That's why you must look at the fathers to understand it. If you look at yourself, you won't get it. Because you will be seeing your infirmities. You see areas where me say me know me most perfection, maturity, love will go. Do you understand what I mean? You must be looking at the fathers. That's a look unto Abraham and Sarah. Amen. He said, when Jesus reached full stature maturity, amen. Are you hearing me? The Bible said, he went to be baptized. He submitted to John. And when he was coming out, he was praying. And the Bible said, the Holy Spirit came like a dove upon him. And a voice also came from above, said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. John the Baptist saw it. And the Lord Jesus Christ saw it. So only two people saw it. That was when the Spirit without measure was released. But it did not manifest until he went into the wilderness after 40 days and came out. After he came out, it didn't manifest until he got to Cana of Galilee, which is 40 days plus. So, hello? But Pastor said, we are now in that sieve of time between the release and the manifestation. We are in that appointed time now. Hello? Hello? When the disciples started following him in that silver opportunity, they didn't know. But the Spirit without measure has been released. They were just following. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
They just believed what John the Baptist said. The Lamb of God. This is the one that I told him, Tony, when I'm baptizing. The one that Spirit come and dwell upon him. This is the one. And they followed him. But they were there when the Spirit manifested. So, let's follow. It has been released. It's upon the fathers. Now, it is about to be manifested. That silver of opportunity, we must sit down now and perfect our acts. And work out our salvation. Our perfection, our maturity, our love work,
amen.
Our speaking the truth in love with fear and trembling. Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Jesus, you know, I'm quoting Pastor. He said again, he said, when it was the time of the disciples, after Jesus rose from the dead, he came to them. He said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. And he breathed on them the Spirit. That was when he released the Spirit without measure upon them. He borrowed them. It was released, but it was yet made manifest. Then he gave them a commandment. Go and tarry. He gave them what to do. Go and tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power, until the manifestation. And the Bible said they remained where? In that upper room, in one accord, praying with much supplication and all that. He appeared with them for 40 days. Then at the appointed time,
yes, sir. That's it, sir.
Amen. Great God. Can you see synchronization?
Yes, sir.
When he sat down at the right hand of God, then he sent it. Then fire came from above and clothed them. So what they got that day was more than baptism of the Holy Spirit. They got baptism of the Holy Spirit. They got born again. Everything happened. New birth, baptism of the Holy Spirit, and borrowed spirit, borrowed anointing. That's why we can't compare ourselves to them. Do you understand? But the most important thing is we are in an appointed time. The release has happened. God gave a sign in the heavens, and he gave a sign in the feasts. And the feast of tabernacles represent the fullness of the Spirit without measure. You understand that? Pastor has taught all of that. So, in this appointed time, we must hunger and thirst for that manifestation. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's quickly look at why we need the Spirit without measure and how, so that I can round up and can go and pray. Why we need the Spirit without measure? Number one, to break rule, disciple the nations. Pastor has taught us all these things, so I won't waste time on it. Amen. All the nations that are resisting God, they will be broken. The Bible said they will come in chains. Isaiah chapter 45, Abby. Unto you. But God will help you if you can get it on this. Just, he said, ask of me. He said, hey. He said, Psalm 2. He said unto the Son, said, I will declare the decree that God has given to me. Said, this day have I begotten you. Ask of me, I will give you the nations for your inheritance, the uttermost part for your possession. You will break them
with the rod of iron
and dash them into pieces. Psalm 110. Said the Lord will send for the rod of your strength out of Zion. Say, rule down in the midst of thy enemies. Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus was going, he said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go into all nations and disciple them. Now, we know that statement, but we are going to see the all power in manifestation.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two, to liberate creation from the bondage of corruption. Romans chapter 8, verse 19 to 21. He said, the whole earth is groaning, waiting for what? The manifestations of the sons of God to liberate creation from the bondage of corruption. I hope you know that there is corruption in creation. All these bizarre weather patterns, all these, you know, deserts. Do you think God created the earth like that? He created not in vain. In the animal kingdom, in the plant kingdom, even among human beings. But that's what the anointing is. It's going to turn it around. I'm going to use a scripture to capture it so that you can see that in the scripture. Isaiah chapter 11. I think from verse 2. Okay, let's see from verse 1. Then we'll jump to... That was... And there shall come a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. Yes. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, might, the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of God. That is fullness of the Spirit that was upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit without measure. Okay, let's go on. It will make him. That's what happened in the life of Jesus. Let's go ahead. I think about verse 5. Go to verse 6. 7. 6. Now, under the operation
of that
spirit without measure,
yes,
the wolf will dwell with the lamb.
Ah.
What was making the wolf to go after the lamb before? Corruption in the air, corruption in his genes. Because the life of God that was supposed to make everything go straight had been separated from creation. That was what happened in the Ark of Noah. There was an anointing that made the wolf to dwell with the lamb. Hello? Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Those corruption, do you understand? The anointing will break the yoke in animal kingdom, in plant kingdom. Do you understand? In the ground, in the air, in the atmosphere. All those things that they, you know, this global warming, all the, do you understand? That's why they are waiting for Zion. Amen. Amen. Daniel in lion's den. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did you get it?
Yes.
Let me not waste our time. Let's go on. Number three. Why we need the spirit to cover the earth with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. This place that you are reading, go to verse 9. Is it verse 9? This is Isaiah 11. He said, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all of my holy mountain, for the heart shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. What's going to fill the heart with the knowledge of the Lord? Do you understand? That's, it started from the beginning, the fullness of the Spirit. So when that is going to, the knowledge of God, amen. That's what Pastor has been saying. Light, 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 light. Amen. It's going to cover the earth with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to, number four, we're going to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom unto all nations for a witness. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. He said, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed unto all nations for a witness, and the end will come. That means the age will not close without the Spirit, without measure, fully manifest in our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. And like Pastor has taught us, by that Spirit without measure, we establish a perfect church in every tribe, tongue, and kindred. That's a great work. It's not the work of one man. That's why it's I and the children. Some people will not be able to, by virtue of their tenacity and diligence, you know, get this perfection and fullness of maturity, but they can do the best under covering. So they will get a measure too. A portion of the Spirit without measure and serve under covering. Whichever one, God needs everybody.
Amen.
That's why he got 70 with Moses. Amen. Even Jesus got 72. Then afterward, he started with 12. Then he got 70. Then when he was about to go, at least 120 were there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Number five, to meet the diverse need of mankind according to God's compassion. There are so many problems on the earth that there's no solution for, seemingly. So many diseases that are called incurable. There's no incurable disease beyond the Spirit, before the Spirit without measure. Amen. Is there anything to add for God? Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. I want to go to how. That's why I'm not... He said, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that I may, especially the work of death. That's the last thing. But before we go, raising of the dead will be a normal thing. That when somebody died, they will rush him to Zion. Just like they take them to the hospital. Thank you, sir. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy? 2 Timothy 1:10. Can I read that scripture? 2 Timothy 1:10. He said that he abolished death and brought life and light. Okay. Now it's now made manifest by the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light. Through the gospel, we are going to abolish death. Hello, I mean, can you imagine a man? Somebody died, and he said, "Okay, be what? Ode be mora," and he came back again. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Number seven, to set Zion above all the nations of the earth. You know, it was the flood of Noah that took the ark to the top of the top of the top of the mountains. Amen. And the flood of the Spirit without measure will do the same for Zion Church.
Amen.
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 It will fulfill Isaiah chapter 2. We have read that many times. We have prayed about it. It says, it shall come to pass in the last days that this mountain of the Lord will be established above the mountains and set up and whatever. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, how? All the how you are hearing now is pastor that told me. So I'm going to say it in one sentence. Maybe I have some few scripture that will round up. Praise the Lord.
Amen. How to get ready to manifest the spirit without measure that has been released upon the fathers. By cleansing perfection, full stature maturity, which comes by using the blood, the word, and the spirit, operating diligently the disciplines of the seven principles of perfection under the covering of spiritual fathers in perfection and full stature maturity.
Again,
I should start again.
Again.
Amen. How? By cleansing perfection. I'm going to quote some scripture too. By cleansing perfection and going on to full stature maturity, using the blood, the word, and the spirit, operating diligently the discipline of the seven principles of perfection under the covering of spiritual leadership in perfection and full stature maturity. Amen. I should say it again. Okay. By cleansing perfection and going on to full stature maturity, using the blood, the word, and the spirit, operating diligently in the discipline of the seven principles of perfection under the covering of spiritual leadership in perfection and full stature maturity. Amen. You will get the tape and you will write it out from the tape. But let me quickly give you the scriptures like Pastor gave me so that we can round up. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1. Amen. It said, having therefore these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness. Okay. Most of the scripture I'm quoting, we are familiar with them if you have been in this house. Amen. I'm just putting scriptures to the things that Pastor said as he gave me. Amen. He said, amen. Having therefore these promises, exceeding great and precious promises, we should do what? Let us cleanse ourselves from all this filthiness of the flesh, the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. We must deal completely with the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the prayer of life, remove the residual sin nature and all that. And going on to full stature maturity. That's Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. So when you are under the spiritual fathers and you are receiving their ministry, you are receiving instructions in wisdom and in understanding, teachings of the truth. You are going to come unto the perfect man. Abi, you are going to come unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You will no more be a child tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Then you are going to start speaking the truth in love and grow up in all things. Is it clear?
Yes.
Okay. Said by the blood. Hebrew 13, 20 to 21. I should read that. He asked me to read that. Hebrews 13. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, yes, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Remember when Pastor D was teaching us, you have to be well-pleasing to get what? The full anointing. Now, what will perfect you in every good work to do his will, and work in you that which is well-pleasing in God's sight? The blood of the everlasting covenant. That's why you have to confess your sins and, do you understand me? And clean with the blood frequently.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God is using it to perfect you. Amen. Number the word. 1 John chapter 2 verse 5. Okay. Whosoever keepeth his word, in him
Verily is the love of God perfected. Thereby we know that we are him. Without the word of God, you can't perfect love. Amen. In fact, Jesus equates keeping the word with loving him. Amen. Love is a central key to the fullness of God. The fullness of God is the Spirit without measure. That's why when Paul was praying for them, he said that you be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Ephesians chapter 3. Amen. You be rooted and grounded in love. And so you will know all the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height. And know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. That you might be filled. Like Amplified Bible said, flooded with all the fullness of God, which is the Spirit without measure. Is it clear? Okay. The Spirit. 1 John chapter 4, 13 and 14. We know them, but Pastor gave it to me, so I have to. 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. Hereby know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Yes? No? Okay. 12 and 13, sorry. Yes. Now, say, it's the Spirit that is dwelling inside us that we... Okay. No man has seen God at any time. If we love another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. It is the Spirit of God that dwells inside us that shed the love of God above in our heart. Amen. We are familiar with that scripture in Jude, Abby, that says, building up yourself on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. But it's not only your most holy faith alone that you build up yourself when you are praying in the Holy Ghost. You build up yourself on your most holy love. You build up yourself on your most holy joy. You build up yourself on your most holy peace. You build up yourself on your most holy long suffering. You build up yourself on your most holy fruits of the Spirit, which are summarized in love. So it's the Spirit of God. That's why you, amen, clean with the blood, load with the word, and fire by the Spirit, perfecting the love of God. Then operating the seven principles of perfection. We already know that. Okay? We know what the seven. Then the most important thing is under the covering of the spiritual fathers. Everything the apostles got, they got it under the covering of Jesus. Amen. 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 So the concept of borrowed anointing is our encouragement that we should walk at it, but we should stay under covering. And we are sure. Amen. 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 We are sure that we will carry it when it starts manifesting. Let us pray. Let's stand on our feet. Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Move amongst us, move. Hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. Our prayer, I don't know, that God will baptize us with hunger and thirst for these things. Talk to God. Hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst. We have had the word, but we want hunger and thirst for it. And give ourselves no rest until we get it. Let's place our hand on our right, our left hand on our chest, and our right hand up, and let's talk to God. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing your word again to me tonight. That you have called me to inherit and to manifest the fullness of this power of your spirit of measure under covering. Lord, I hunger and thirst for this. And so I give myself today with passion to pursue cleansing perfection, spiritual growth unto maturity, using the blood, the word and the spirit, operating diligently the principles of perfection under the covenant of the spiritual fathers, so that I can be a partaker of these things in this appointed time. Lord, have mercy on me. Help me in Jesus' name. Let's pray in the spirit. Je clara basato kupo, bremo kosata kapo. J'éclaire Bokota, Ragagagagaga, J'éclore Bokote, Brekopalibaya, Bromokote, Lekateka, Reklaraba, J'éclore Bosso, Meka, Meka, Meko, Meka, Meko, Meka, Meko, Meka, Mika Topale, Rabababababa, Bolebado de Baya Borobosote, Barobade, Barobade, Barobaka, Bekopale, Borobaya, Bromakote, Zakote kete, ragagagagaga, boko polo boko tekete, ragagagagaga, broko pale, broko pale, broko pale, broko pale, bro, kapade, mikata kaliko fumo shekete, likata. Father, thank you, as you help us to be doers of these things, to hunger and thirst for the things that really matter to you in this appointed time. We give you unto glory. We give you the glory. Be it unto us according to your word. In Jesus' name. Shall